Okay. So the government teachers, deputy teachers, money is not an issue because government is only paying that. For them, this remuneration does not come. And then our first students, possible they don't look for, look for any income. They are happy with the students that they are giving to food, that one. So they never thought about that one. Plus, I am doing this such a way that they are sending them to the nearest school, which is nearest their house. So that minimum expense is done by that way. No?
So
I think that is what we do.
Father, I would like to know, I am just actually, most of the things are covered already in the fourth section. I am moving to the fifth section. Are your students taking the TET examination?
Meghalaya teachers eligibility test. Practically all. Or it was minimum 90% of students are done for MTech.
Okay. Do you have special training for MTech?
Now you see, the tribals by nature, they share a lot of things by themselves. Those who have finished their MTech, they hand over all their study materials and there is a lot of share with tribals and something very plus point. When we were students also, we were so selfish. We were notes rather. I mean, that is how we are coming from a different background.
Yeah.
So we were taught to only you succeed, you become first in the class. I'm taking myself first. When I am studying in matrix, our answers, our copy book, our test book. When you come to a tribal setup, everything is there, they share. So they can finish something, they hand over all their, everything. Plus, in our college, we have the IAS coaching service. That is a part of Meghalaya government as well.
We
can, our bigger college as a chandan. Meghalaya also is giving a scholarship for those who want to do civil service exam.
Okay.
So we have all these facilities in BEd college itself. So it is with us. So these students who are doing this, they can facilitate, make use of all those things.
Okay.
They manage there. Nobody came and asked us, we need help. We need help for this particular MTech. They manage on their own.
TET is also there, conducted by the NCERT, I think.
What is TET?
That is central one. This is, the way you have MTech for Meghalaya, the centralized one is there, wherein from all over the country they compete for the CTET examination. So have you appeared for that?
No, all our students going for only MTech, and they are all absorbed in the colleges. There is such a demand for teacher training because many schools do lack. So as soon as they get their MTech or as soon as they get BA, they are all already in the college, in the school.
Father, would it be possible for you to share with us the past 2 or 3 years MTech papers, question papers?
But I wanted to contact my students. We don't get the question, hard copy, everything, no? All those civil service examinations, that way, no? So do they, I can find out, I can search if there's a possibility of getting it. Otherwise, as far as I know, it is all this MTech exam also like that. They get there. And there I've done the film and like IAS coaching members are for the exam.
Even if you get the soft copy one, the last 2-3 years paper, it would help us to just see what is the kind of questions and what is the kind of requirement they have to go through and how different it
is. Please give me a little time. I will try my very best. Okay.
Sure.
I will try my very best to show you that one. Okay.
Sure.
So you want that question that is on MTech?
Yes.
Okay, I will try my best. Okay, I'll get the job. Okay, fine.
Okay, then I'm just moving to the sixth section. I mean, you've already told me where they are getting employed, they're looking for all those things done. But I would like to know, do you have conduct any campus kind of an interview, or how are they placed? How do they apply for the job?
Actually, there is no need for conducting any campus interview because there is a great demand for all these students and teachers who are training here in our institution. First of all, reason is all for these colleges in Meghalaya. And therefore, and so many schools are looking for this. This is what they have. So, most of the students are training, teaching in a for many schools without beard. So, they go back to their own school and then. Government is sending deputy teachers in our college. We take 10% before deputy teachers. Those who have been teaching for 20 years, they revert to their own institution.
Yeah.
And even those who are first candidate, they have been teaching in some schools for many years, 4 years, 5 years, 6 years. So
yeah.
They go. So hardly, what do you call it? Some students, I encourage them to go and do the MS. Around the 100 students, around the 10, 15 years before MS. What are they having job? So there is no need actually under the recruitment, walk out some principles, some schools, so while we are taking events, they are only booked up. Because they are so happy to tell them these students are doing so better than teachers who have been teaching for 10 years. So after they complete their degree, we are going to appoint them like that. Many personal feedback I get.
Okay.
I tell them that they appear for interview and they are all outside in the school. So there is no question of anybody running around after the year.
Okay.
when we need what call the schools it suppose on this imaginary number, there are 4,000 teachers are required in Meghalaya, only 200 students are trained by because of what we are going to do 50-50. 200 are going out with the head, and then requirement is 20 times or 50 times more, 4,000 teachers are required, and then only 200 students are trained out in 1 year. So that is the goal. So they are all getting nobody is here. Of course, those are not ready to do, they are trained out there. They are not having job, I mean, they are not a salary.
Yeah.
There is nobody is running around. All are having jobs. They are going to be like current schools. So what they get, what they get to. I mean, job elsewhere. So that is regarding the one. So we don't need actually conduct what is called interview. Many schools are in touch with me. I have two science students, one biology student. So that I do. So I propose and I recommend some places to go to a particular school.
Yeah.
Or they can go, they can go back to their own school or they can go. And normally they get the end.
Yeah.
So what is the goal?
That's one. So that's then I have also seen the trend. That's why I have this question in my schedule. But sometimes the teachers, those are trained for B.Ed, actually they are supposed to be teaching in high school. So is there any trend like that, though they are trained for high school, they are placed in the lower grades? Have you had such cases in Meghalaya?
Yes, but where we are sending for in the okay. Now those who pass out B.Ed, they can go for SSL.
Okay.
Where, I mean, in the lower primary because the salary is high.
Huh.
No. So when you talk about the or they go to RMSI. RMSI is where I mean.
Yes.
RMSI, the starting payment in Meghalaya, I think our LPR also, I think it is around 29,000 or 30,000 is the salary that they are getting.
RMSI. Okay.
If they get to their private school, your salary may be determined by 8,000 or 10,000. I mean, that is the way it is done.
Okay.
So, some students will opt for RMS, but then many don't go for RMS because it is an interior, far away, remote place, they don't reach, and therefore they prefer to be settled with the 10,000 where they are. That may be easy access to their own place or country or communication.
Okay.
So, that is how it is being done.
Okay. That's very nice. How many, you said many do not prefer RMSE or SSE, but of course,
we have sent it all the places.
But from your school, approximately how many go to government job places, SSE or RMSE?
They are sent by government, deputy teachers. in Tamil, out of 1,100 students we are taking, we are giving, Germany is asking for 30 of them. So when they ask, Germany is asking 30 deputy teachers for out of 100, I'm using only 10. So they go back to their own government colleges. They go back to their own college school where they are teaching. Then while they are in the school, they carry on applying. There is vacancy in the government college, definitely. Government school, they didn't be that way. So nobody is running around, all are employed, only private schools, the salary may be less. But then some students go for tuition, those are normal parties. They do those sort of things. So nobody is running around, they are better off.
Yeah. Father, in your own institution, now I'm going to the seventh, the last but one question. Your own institution, do you have any challenges your colleagues face because of that? You have already told me your students are really perfect. But when it comes to your own tenure and opportunities for faculty development, and such other things, are there any challenges with the faculty are facing in Don Bosco?
Faculty, we lose from time to time in the private college. Yes. We cannot afford to pay a high salary. Therefore, we are looking for better opportunities. Then, while they were doing the teaching here, I sent the number of them to do their PhD. While in the college we are adjusting, and the moment they get a PhD and they get a better job, they go. And we are not at all sorry for that one, because we are happy that someone who was in the institution. So we have this problem of students have been with us every now and then leaving. Going out, and because of after getting the training, after getting the PhD, getting university. So we are not the kind of admin, we are happy. They have been with us about 3 years, 4 years, 5 years. Now they get the PhD degree and they are getting a university job or a better job elsewhere, a government job, and we can have a better salary. That is natural. So we, in no way, we regret that one. We are happy that our college is someone who has with us for 3 years, 4 years, got a degree while they were here, PhD and going out. So that problem of them is going out, coming in, that is true. Now, many of them so attached to our college, I'm like, honestly speaking, so attached to this college, they are with PhD, they go for interview for getting interview and then they get a job. Just as it, they go for interview thinking that they will not get a job there. Now, they're not interview or some university interview also. So after getting job, they will not go and join because they have so much attached. So then we are not worrying about the money. Because their satisfaction, that is the family atmosphere in our college setup. So when they go to university, they go there and work. That type of thing. So they don't want very many don't go. No.
Father, if you just take an average, what is the percentage of turnover? How many would leave like this and how many stay back? Approximately percentage, right?
So we had 1, 2, 3, 4 of them earlier with the PhD is the 1, 2, 3. Then there is what is called diet. Diet is the state education institute of education. They have been teaching with us, they got a job in the diet education better pay. So we lost 1, 2, 3, 4. We might have lost not too many, but you see 1, 2, 3. As far as you know, only 4 we are lost. Others are switching on this one. They've got a better job, still they are here.
Okay.
And another major challenge I would like to bring to your notice, ma'am. It is that is NCT. I know I am not against NCT. NCT norms are there to have qualified teachers and better quality education and so on. But when it comes to Northeast India, it is almost impossible to get to someone with the MSc MS. Now, anybody with a BSc BA is getting a good government job with a high salary. So why on earth anybody will go for a MSc or MS? So they go maximum up to MSc. After MSc they may go do PhD. But then it comes to NCTE, and I'm speaking very frankly to them. When it comes to NCTE, NCTE goes like this norm taboo. And so those who are teaching in a year college must have MSc and MS. Either those are teaching mathematics or those who are teaching physical science, life science, they also have MSc and MS. Earlier days with great difficulty, but job, and when they get a better job in the university or in a government like a dietary law coming 2-3 years ago, two teachers, one was MSc, physical science teacher. She had a MSc and then she got a diet with a very high salary. Being a private college, the salary is not much. And then again, it's not a money making institution. You simply don't increase the fee of the semester fee because the students who are coming from very average middle class setup, they are not well off. So we don't want the, I mean, it's not a money making. We just want money. Therefore, we, what we call it, what I mean to say, we don't increase the fee. So some of the teachers move us. So, but then very difficult to get someone qualified with the MSc MR. In our lifetime, we'll not succeed in the office, especially in the Chura is a rural setup. Communication is a big problem. Malaria infected area. And anybody who is carrying, as I told you, a BSc, definitely they are holding the government salary. They are going to be teaching. So it is an eternal problem. It's a big challenge for anyone to get MSc. Because nobody likes to come from Bombay or Calcutta or Kerala or Bangalore to Chura in the remote area.
I understand.
Communication problem.
Yes, I understand. But how will you then manage with the 4-year program which NET is proposing?
Now, with the four-year integrated BAD, yes. No problem because we have in the same campus a degree college with 2,600 students.
Okay.
And we have teachers qualified, practically, I don't know, 85-90% now, all with PhD now. MAD is not required now with the combination with the BAD and BSc, the MAD is not necessary. It's only PhD required, MAD is required for method paper, or BAD is required for that paper. No, for your MAD does not arise. So,
okay.
Now, in fact, I'm going to pay tomorrow to present my paper for this integrated BA/BS because next year, what I heard is that Education Minister already published yesterday's newspaper, Shivam Town. The government is going for a particular integrated BA/BS in Java, that is one part of Meghalaya.
Yeah.
And then tomorrow I am going with my list, faculty approval list for us, integrated BA/BS. So since there is, MAD is not a mandatory there, what is required is PhD is needed, that is required.
Okay.
So that big burden of this hunting for teachers with MAD is solved.
So then now I'm moving to the last question because you have told me that you can at the most give me an hour, but thank you so much for giving so much of time with a lot of insight. You said, I was actually about to ask you the question about the COVID, how you are managing with the COVID situation, whether how is the institution functioning, but along with that you just mentioned about malaria. So you have to battle with the malaria also. Then how the institution is coping with COVID situation, Father? Are the students coming to college still or what is happening since 2019-20?
2019-20 beginning, we were having this 100 BA students. We are having 25 spaced out because one classroom is meant for 100 students.
Okay.
Then we had a baby beginning, then the problem came. Government is very strict here, especially in this area. So we were having only 25 students in a class. So we were going on that one.
Okay.
Then that restriction also came. So we strictly following Google classroom. Okay. Students are all coming these days because next week is their university exam. They are coming, but I allow only 4 students in the classroom. They are recording their final teaching because final teaching is like the schools are not running, so that final teaching cannot take place in the school.
Yeah.
So what they are going, they have to record their 30 minutes of teaching in the record and give. And then the astronauts, you all, I am also included in the panel, to watch for 30 minutes of teaching performance, which they record and give. Recording. They cannot arrive in the school and they cannot have students because they are very cheap.
Okay.
So they are having only 4 students of either a company or from their home they are bringing. So they don't go to the air because they have no. They have to ask questions, they get some answer, respond.
Yeah.
We are following very, very strict protocol regarding COVID. But online classes is very, very regular every day. Teachers are having, luckily we have finished the fourth semester, we are only, what you call, only internship only.
How are you managing with internet and bandwidth? You don't have any such issues, is it? Internet bandwidth.
In the college campus, we have a degree college. Across the same campus, degree college, we offer that better facility. So, it's our own sister institution.
Okay.
So, we go across conducting exam and the Google class, all that one.
Okay.
So, teachers come and they are having regular Zoom class and internet class that the students are accessing from either from their relatives. So, no class is interrupted. And regarding this, we have students, final, only one theory paper, so that is not a problem. So that is only the internship. So that we had the maximum number of classes, micro teaching before this lockdown started. So nobody is really affected in the sense they are getting all the benefits of the teaching. I'm blessed with the everyday, thank God. Yes, so dedicated team of teachers.
Okay.
And actually we are doing all the things. I just tell them, don't kill yourself. I don't know why God has blessed me so much with the fact that I have to go to another district. So the DC's permission, just to think, we, in order to go to another district, to Shillong, we need the DC's permit to go there.
Okay.
And then to come back from there, it is Shillong is another district. To come back to Garage again, to get another part.
Okay.
So, movement is very strictly restricted, and people are very, cautious. Actually, there is no, I believe we open, but then we allow only maximum 5 students. They come at a different time. Maximum care, because after all, if they are affected by COVID, there is no need for BBS. Consequently, their health and their safety. So that is taken care, but that doesn't mean training program is not at all affected. Everything goes on very smoothly, very smoothly.
Very great, Father. It is so insightful, the interview with you. And then we got to know how your people are functioning in Meghalaya, though very far off, and then still they are tribal students, and the way you are admitting them, all these things are very new, at the same time insightful, and so much of learning we could spread across. And then thank you so much for your time, Father, and then ever grateful for your service. And then,
my pleasure. I hope we will have some other opportunities to discuss and some other things. Sharing views and ideas, because Northeast is something unique and challenges and difficulties and problems.
Very
good that we share many things.
Please share your email ID with me, and then we are hoping to launch this report on September 5th to coincide with our teachers' day, and then we will be sharing the report.
I am also really want to express my great joy, to share your views, our views, and that is learning when we share things, Only one thing is this MCT is too strict with the laws, maybe by letter. Northeast is a different world altogether. They should be placed for parking for 200 vehicles. Maybe the financial situation like Aizawl or Arunachal Pradesh or even Meghalaya, Trinidad, Shillong. The same rule cannot be applied anywhere.
Yes.
Or, as I said, if you want MSC, we have MSC-grade, all MSC-PhD. They are telling, that is not enough. If you don't have qualified people in Kota, that is the attitude. That is the only thing we feel sad about. In our lifetime, we will never get to keep in with the MSC-MED. Only I am trying every year, I am changing. Passing out the Please go for MSC. Every year, around 5 or 10 students, I am promoting and encouraging them. There is a lot of scope for MSC. So they are going. But otherwise, everything is so happy.
Very important and pertinent point you have raised. Very true, Father. Very true. Yeah. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Now with the foreign integrated course, lot of problems will be solved because teacher faculty will not be a problem.
Yeah.
It is both colleges on the same campus.
Yeah.
And we have the qualified teachers both in the college and also the degree college with the students. And so we are quite very comfortable. So actually we hope to begin next year. And I heard NCT will open the portal next week or
two.
Actually, we wanted to start it this year.
Okay.
One sad thing I want to say is that we had actually withdrawn our recognition last year because we took instead of 50 students, we took 100 students.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Okay.
And so we have two batches, we have 200 students,
okay.
100 plus 100.
Hmm.
And then we could not complete the building construction with all the COVID coming between and the other financial problem. So the building and additional 4 was not completed when the NCT sent the show course notice. So from last year, 2020, they told not to take admission.
Okay.
No. But then when 2020, NCT had already published that they will give integrated courses will start in 2020 August. So we were ready for that one.
Okay.
Now 1 month ago, they published that there.
Mm-hmm.
We are not taking the confidence of stakeholders, therefore, what call the integrated course will not start this year,
mm-hmm.
and only it is only 2022.
Okay.
So there is a gap created.
Okay.
Now, this 1 year, there is a gap because now we are having the last group of 2020 will not take because the NCT said you cannot violate the norms.
Okay.
No, but during reason, then we are telling 800 students are coming for application for 50 kids and demand for this one, but they just don't bother. They go over last year we did not take the students.
Mm-hmm.
So the last batch of 2019, they are completing after 2 weeks, they will complete.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a gap created. And tomorrow, I am going to show them only for this submitting the
teaching
faculty list and
all
approval.
All the best for you, Sagar, because you are doing your noble work and hope the to you recognize all these things and then they will understand the regional differences. Hope some of these things are reflected in the report so that which is actually international report and then better things are how things go and then I'll also in particular highlight these things to Professor Sarangatani about this. And then
okay.
Thank you very much for
one more last thing if you have time. One more last thing.
Thank you.
Two-year course was actually concept is good. But the problem is that the curriculum there is a vast major changes with regard to the 1 year course and the 2 year course. Actually syllabus of it there is no major changes. I mean theory part of it.
Okay.
And particularly they thought of conducting 3 months or 4 months of internship in the school.
Mm.
But then problem is that many schools will not be willing and sharing to conduct send the trainees. No, for 4 months at a long because it will interfere with their syllabus. So, because they won't be happy, unless the trainees are very good, except, of course, we are going to be trained in Dambosco, but all the colleges may not be having that type of speed.
Mm.
And then, if they go and they destroy their syllabus, it will be income. So, that will be a problem. I mean, that is only a drawback with this 2 year course. And then, a lot of time is wasted. I mean, financially, the students are financially poor. Cost students, so their expense is now double. So that problem is facing with the 2 year course. Now, I suppose with the foreign integrated course, that will change and that can be what, that's wrong. But I suppose 2 year courses will go side by side because the course was introduced only just 4 years ago.
Correct.
And then suddenly shopping, that means whatever, there were so many thousands of students who wanted to do an after their post graduation and their graduation. So I suppose both will go now, but then
we need to Father, all these things are actually a big question now because of the NEP 2020 and the new vision of the new government, all those things are there. But anyway, these are the voices which are heard, and then entities actually hear the voice from the field, and this is what one of the shortages is this one, and other ways are also there. And then things will be nice for everybody, and then good work is actually recognized.
Okay, thank you, Mom.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you, talking to you.
Thank you, Father. Thank you very much.
Welcome.
Thank you.